B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jeremy, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
We're good. You?
I'm all right. I'm just a little bit confused with the dating world out here right now. And
hey, join the club, my friend.
Yeah. What's your issue with the dating world?
Getting ghosted, you know? I mean, I thought things were going well with this girl I was out with a few times. You know, I'm getting like one-word texts back, no answers. Doesn't really answer the phone, but she's kind of keeping me hanging on a little bit, and I just really don't know what's going on, because I thought it was all cool. I thought it was going on great.
Okay, well, last time you guys hung out, what happened?
Well, you know, she told me that she needed a little bit of handyman work done, and I'm a handyman in many ways, if you know what I'm saying. But I do have a business, uh-huh. And I do a lot of carpentry and stuff.
Yeah.
So, basically installing some closets. Her father is elderly, moved back in with her, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think's cool, you know? Like, she cares about her dad, and try to do some carpentry work and installing some closets in her house. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be cool to post some videos of me doing that for my business on my website. You know, I'm kind of pissed because I did this work, and, you know, I'm getting nothing back from her. I thought, you know, that's raw. I thought things were cool.
I don't want to say she owes you a date for all the work you did, but I mean, the least she could have done, even if she didn't feel like there was going to be a relationship out of this, is still like taking you out for a thank you dinner or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm inside the house. I'm there working by myself. You know, it's a very trusting situation. And I thought, well, you know what? What's up with this?
All right, cool. Well, listen, Jeremy, we will call her for you and see if we can get you another date.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I'd love to find out what's going on.
Hang on. Second date update out of 10. All right, so we just talked to Jeremy. I mean, listen, not only was he going out with this girl, Sue, but he actually did a lot of work at her house. Her dad is a little old, and he moved in with Sue. So Jeremy, who is, he's not just like a guy who's handy. He's actually like an actual, like, his business is carpentry work.
Mm-hmm.
He did a closet and stuff for her dad,
which is very nice.
Very nice. He didn't charge her either. It's not even like I did, because that's what I thought he was going to hit us with. He's going to be like, I didn't charge her as much as I normally charge people,
right.
You know, something like, he didn't charge her anything. So it's almost like she owes you a thank you lunch or something. I don't know. Stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hey. Hello?
Hi, Sue. Is this Sue?
Yes, this is.
Sue, this is, I'm sorry if we're waking you up.
Who is this?
Okay, or if you're expecting a call from someone else. Okay, this is the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. I can explain why we're calling. We got your number. This gentleman gave it to us. He likes you. And you know him, and he thinks you like him too. So I'm going to tell you his name in a minute, but let me tell you what we're offering. We're offering you pick a place to go for a nice date, a restaurant, wherever you'd like to go, and we'll pay for whatever you want to do. And it's just to see if you and this guy hit it off, basically.
Okay, it sounds weird.
Okay. So his name is Jeremy, and he said that you guys kind of went out already.
Oh.
And he
here we go.
Yeah. So Jeremy is very confused because he feels as if you guys had a connection, and he told us that he helped out the situation with your dad by building a closet in your house.
I don't really think it's gonna work. I needed a closet made for my dad because he's like 80, you know, and he moved in with me, and I'm trying to take care of him, be a good daughter and everything. So he said he wanted me to use one of those time-lapse video. You know, like I work in media.
Yeah.
So he wanted to make a time-lapse video of making this closet for my dad. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm looking back at the video to edit it, and I saw that fool with my dad's boxes up to his face, stepping it.
What?
And like for a long...
Ew.
I know. Ew is right.
Hold on.
hold on. There has to be a misunderstanding.
Something's missing here.
You said he was sniffing your dad's underwear?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't ever want to talk to him again?
No, keep the dinner. You sound like nice people, and if no.
Yeah. Well, no, I had to tell you a little bit of bad news. He's on the phone right now. Jeremy, are you still there?
You just heard everything I said?
Yeah, and that's wrong. It's so wrong.
Look, no, it's not.
I do a thorough job. And when I go in to do a job, I got to move stuff around. And I move your father's drawers around and all the dresser drawers and stuff fell out. You know, and I picked the stuff up and put it back in the drawers. I mean, I was just trying to be clean and nice and help your father.
You got what? You picked them up, you put them up to your nose, and you sniffed
them. No.
You're a weirdo. Perv.
So, Jeremy, when you're saying you're moving underwear, did you move them to your nose and then put them back, or?
Okay, well, you know, it's hot in there. I may have picked them up and kind of wiped off my brow, you know. I forgot my bandana.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I don't know. You guys are going back and looking at video and micro-analyzing it, you know. That could have happened, but it's not like they were dirty boxers anyway. I mean, it was clean. It wasn't like a dirty hamper. And you know what? I'm doing work for you. You know, I'm sitting in there for 2 hours, 3 hours, and I'm thinking, man, something smells good. Something smells fresh and like garden fresh and, you know, gardenia and stuff. And I'm like, something smells good in here. And I sniffed them because they smell good. I put them on, I smelled them. And I was like, oh, I got to get this, you know, all this laundry to find out if it's Old Spice or it's Tide Pods. Or whatever. So you know what?
I'm not a
dirty, sniffing weirdo.
Did you say you? You're getting off.
Yeah,
like,
I get all that work for you. Get it. I'm out of here. Forget it, guys. Thanks anyway. See you. Thank you.
Mutual. What, bye.
He just hung up, Sue. So Sue, would you have gone on another date with him if he didn't hang up?
Is this a joke? Of course not. No, he's crazy.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
Oh, my God. Get ready because literally this is what you're going
to
hear.
I mean, why do you have to call me to put it on the radio? Are you kidding? Just to rehash the same obnoxious argument that we had before? It's just embarrassing.
The question is, what were they fighting about? You're never going to guess. And when you do find out what it is, you're going to laugh your ass off. Tomorrow morning, 8:10 with the Get Up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.